just your thoughts on everything that transpired over the last week.
Well, first of all, you know, I want to take full accountability of what happened. You know, like I said in my statement, just apologize and just I just want to move on and just, you know, focus on mini camp and training camp.
Do you feel just the fact that everybody is competing here and maybe in your situation where you're not penciled in as a starter, it's a harder road to travel. Does having this suspension, do you think, add to the challenges that you're going to have to just make the roster?
I mean, you know, it's always a challenge just making a roster, so I'm just going to keep fighting and just doing what I got to do, make the team.
What kind of advice, if you've gotten from, say, older teammates or, you know, just the kind of things that you guys get from their players who care about it?
Just encouraging me and just telling them just keep fighting and just keep working hard and keep making plays and just focus on the future.
Well, this has happened before with guys that they've been suspended for things that they've taken, you know, that they didn't realize might have had a banned substance. Do you think that's something that the league should look into as far as the new CBA and what the players union should maybe look into as far as the next time around?
Like I said, like I just want to focus on mini camp and training camp, so I just go from there.
You've put together a pretty consistent spring here. Would you say that might be the biggest difference this year, maybe as opposed to last year? I know your opportunities were probably fewer and farther between last year in terms of getting offensive reps, but it just seems like your play is more consistent this spring. Would you agree with that? And if so, why is that happening?
Yes, definitely. Just last year I started slower and just finished faster, and now just that I'm feeling more comfortable and stuff, I'm able to start a new slate, you know, new offense, new team, and just really just keep making plays every time the ball come away.
Does it worry you just knowing Sean McDermott's reputation, button-down guy, no tolerance kind of guy, that could be held against you by him, just knowing the nature of the coach?
Oh, not at all, you know, because that's the kind of coach he is, and I respect that. And like I said, I'm just going to just keep busting my butt and just keep working hard.
What's your thoughts about the return pool of candidates, just the returners that you've got back there? Mm-hmm. You've got some healthy competition. I'm just kind of curious as to your thoughts on sizing up, you know, the guys you're battling with for the return roles.
Oh, the return roles, yeah, I mean, I'm a utility guy, so wherever they need me, I'll be there, whether it's punt return, kickoff, wherever. I'll be that utility guy.
And just your thoughts on, you know, the other guys you're competing with. I mean, you got a veteran in Brandon.
Oh,
Mike,
yeah.
He's done it before. Just your thoughts about who you're working with.
Oh, yeah, Brandon Ross, you know, great dude coming in. And, of course, you know, B. Tate, you know, he one of the best punt returners in the league right now, probably most likely top five, top three, so. I mean, all in all, I'm just learning from them guys, learning from the veterans, just how to take advantage of, you know, my opportunities when it comes to punt return.